are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Melbourne, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Yes, good morning, saints of God. This is Tom, and it is time to wake up, and me included. I'm a little drowsy this morning. I had another shot in my back the other day, and it's kind of worn on me a little bit, and, you know, just with the cold damage that we've all experienced and the work and a little bit of ministry stuff, and one homeless guy I was concerned about a little bit, and sometimes you just have to get a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just sit back and take a deep breath. And you know, we need to know who's in charge. And thank goodness, you know, we're not. You know, I'm thankful that we're not in control of this earth and other people. And I was telling Danny about work schedule and the little ministry stuff. And he said, well, maybe the Lord needs to make a few more of you. And I said, oh, no, one's enough. The Lord only made one time. And that's enough. So just want to say good morning to each and every one of you. It's starting to warm up, and, you know, we're in Florida, and we do get, as you know, cold days, a lot of hot days. But, you know, this is, as the Scripture tells us all, that this is a day that the Lord has made. He said, let us rejoice and be glad, no matter if it's cold, no matter if it's, you know, hot. This is the day that he's made. So it says, let us rejoice and be glad. It's a couple of people I want to say thank you to. Mark and Mary, for your support, keeping me on the radio. I want to say thank you for your generous gifts that you've given to the ministry. And I could use a few more people to step on board to help me. I don't like to beg. I'm not into that. But if you enjoy my program and you'd like to continue to see me stay on, you know, I appreciate your prayer support. It is tax deductible. And you can, if you feel led to give, I don't take any money to live on in the ministry. I don't. All of it goes to support. It's for people. The radio program, you know, I want to do more work at the homeless shelter. They need more money for food. And, you know, the it just goes on and on. You know, and I believe we're living in a day that we need to keep our ears open and eyes open as well, because there's so many needs around us, and can we meet them all? No, but I think if we corporately, like the body of Christ, that's the beauty of the body of Christ, that, you know, when they come together, everyone brings their gifts and their talents, and no one gets the glory, but all the glory goes to who? It goes to Jesus, and that's the unique thing. So if you're enjoying my program, you want to be a part of the little outreach that the Lord's called me to, and I never want to retire you all, when I just don't. I want to be able to continue to run this race with confidence. The race is set before me, and all of you as well. You know, that's my desire for each and every one, because I don't believe it's a select few people on this earth that are called. I believe if you woke up this morning, you're called. I believe every person that has accepted Christ is called. And, you know, there's a mission, and he has a purpose for you and a destiny for you. And, you know, I look at my life sometimes. Have I gone dormant like a tree? You know how a tree sheds its leaves and, you know, I wonder if it's going to wake back up and come back alive again. And it does in the spring. Sometimes our lives are like that. You know, have we gone dormant? Have we gone cold? And, you know, ask the Lord to bring us out of dormancy. Ask the Lord to wake us up. Me too. I'm asking the Lord to wake me up as well. You know, shake me up. You know, stir me up. There's things that irritate me. I'm human. You know, and I have to take things a lot to the cross. My wife was talking to me the other day, and sometimes listening to my wife is like, you know, it's like, is that God talking to me? I believe it is. I said, you're a lot like God. And she said, what do you mean? I said, because when you talk, it's like God talking to me, you know, and God speaks to us through many ways. And first and foremost, it's through his word. And that's why it's so important that, you know, we get into the word and we read the word and study it, because as he said, if we draw near to him, he said he would draw near to us. Also, this is for me, not for any of you. The one scripture that says that perfect peace who's his, whose mind is stayed on him. Well, I have a little trouble sometimes with that one. And I'm being honest. You know, sometimes people just takes one person and just can throw your total day off. You know, have you had anyone like that in your life that comes up to you and just your day's going just so well, it just takes that one person to rattle your cage. And we have to stay focused. Still be that light into the dark places. Be that, you know, and when someone rubs you the wrong way, don't respond negatively to them. Just smile at them. And sometimes that's difficult to do. We need to watch our speech and how we treat one another. And because, you know, how are they going to come to know Jesus if we yell at one another? And, you know, we need to set a good example for the rest of the world. And for those around us, because if we say we're a Christian, you know, then we need to be bearing some fruit. And so it's so important. It's so important to stay focused and not let anyone or anybody throw us off. I mean, you know, people look at this and someone says something and they get upset, and or the stock market goes down and you get upset, or you got some bad news and we get upset, you know. The word reminds us, Jesus reminds us, that we are to cast our cares upon him. For he says, he careth for you. And he does. He cares for you. Are you calling on him? And I'm going to pick back up where I left off last week, because I really feel it's so important what the Lord put on my heart about the prayer of faith. And I'll pick back up on that in just a minute. You want to get your Bibles out if you're not driving. So if you're at home, it's the book of James, and it will be chapter 5, and it'll be verses 13 through 16. I'll be sharing that shortly. And it's so important that we develop a prayer life and some time to spend with the Father. So going back to if you enjoy my program you want to be a part of something that is because I have a heart for people, and so does Jesus, because when you hear his heart, it beats people. So if you're enjoying the program, and I don't bring it up all the time on my program, I'm concerned because, you know, a lot of people are having tough times still, but I encourage you, don't cut back on your giving. You know, it's one of the things you don't want to do, because the Lord says that he loves a cheerful giver. So if you're enjoying my program, I'm not manipulating any of you. Don't want to get into that. You can write me at P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. If you're enjoying the program, give you opportunities sometimes to be on. If you have a testimony, if you want to share it with me, write me a letter. God's touched your heart on something and you'd like to share it, you're more than welcome to call in. I give opportunities for people to call in. Or if you have a prayer request, you can also send that to me as well. Again, that's Tom Jones Ministries. That's at P.O. Box 412168, Melbourne, Florida, 32941. And I'm gratefully humbled by what people give. I'm grateful. I'm not in this for the money. I'm not into that. So, because there's people, and there are a lot of people hurting, and I believe all of us are called to, you know, to do something. I really do. So just pray about it, what you're to do, and let the Lord lead you. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to be so open with your life that when you wake up, you say, Lord, you said my steps are ordered by you. And they're not ordered by me. They're ordered by you. So just let the Lord each day direct your steps. I'm going to put some praise music on, take a minute to, I love praise music, y'all, I do. Churches I attended in Louisville, Kentucky, matter of fact, you know my story, I attended two churches in Louisville, Kentucky. One was a funeral home because we didn't have enough money to build a church, so when someone didn't pass away on a Friday night, we'd have church services over in Louisville, and I'd get a call, no, not having church, so then I'd go to Evangel Tabernacle, that's in Louisville, I'd go there on a Sunday. But you know, all the time I'd get calls and say, someone passed away. I thought, doggone it, why do people have to pass away at a time like this? I'm looking forward to going to church tonight. But eventually we got to move out of that building, and the pastor built us a nice building. But I went to Evangel Tabernacle, and by the way, that's where Colonel Sanders attended church. And he was always down on the front row praising the Lord. He's in his white little uniform, and had many opportunities to meet him. He shared his testimony at our church. You'd laugh, you'd cry. And he was, by the way, if you don't know anything about Colonel Sanders, he was, later on in his life, he became very successful. Not when he was younger, it was when he was older. He didn't give up. He knew he had something, he was onto something, and he kept trying and trying and trying, borrowed pots and pans, I remember his testimony, and scraping the bottom of stuff, and there were times I think he felt like giving up, but he didn't. He kept going on and running the race with confidence. And then he, later on in his life, he gave his life to Christ. In Louisville, Kentucky, he dedicated his life, or gave his life to Christ, and what a joy. And so he attended there until he passed away. So what a great man. And, you know, God wants to use us all, and in a mighty way. You know, whether you become rich, famous, doesn't matter. You know what? He gets all the glory and the praise and the honor. Whose name are we trying to make known? Is it your name? You know, it's not your name. It's his name. You know, a lot of us guys struggle with a little bit of pride. You know, one time I did, and probably still do, you know, and we just have to realize that, you know, all the glory, no matter what you do, you know, he gets all the glory and the praise and the honor. I think we men kind of struggle with a little bit of issues of pride. Sometimes I know, Lord, help me with that sometimes, because really it's all about Jesus. It'll never be about us. It's all about him. So I'm going to play some praise music this morning. I want you to sit back and enjoy. There's three songs. They're pretty short. I want you to, let's just, because, you know, the word tells us he inhabits the praises of his people. So let's have some music this morning, and maybe he'll speak to your heart about something. And just enjoy him. God bless you, and I'll be right back.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far? And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer lives. All of creation testifies this life within me. Same God that spins things in orbit runs to the
Proverbs says, from the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. But by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. And sometimes I think when we get in seasons where we feel like there's no hope, it's easy for us as Christians to be used as voices that curse and not voices that bless. Uh-oh. So it's powerful when in the face of hardness and darkness and disappointment, we choose to bless. So I want to sing this song over Boston, just my acoustic guitar and your voices in a park. We're just going to sing this blessing, song of blessing.
Your goodness is running after. But he brought me in, oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes, I Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a
enjoyed the music, and because his word says he inhabits the praises of his people, not the complaints, not the complaints, but the praises. We all can complain. Lord knows I've done my share of it, but he said he inhabits the praises of his people. Are you praising him? No matter what you're going through, you know, you might have some sickness, you might have had some bad news, something must be frustrating, might be frustrating, something you're frustrated. I'm going to just share just briefly a minute before I open the phone lines up. In James, it says chapter 5, is anyone among you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each one. Pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and availeth much. You need prayer this morning? You know, you see no way out. You see no hope. We've all been there. Jesus makes a way. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. You may not understand what you're going through. You may not see the ending of it. You may not. Sometimes I don't think the Lord will show us the whole picture. You know, I don't believe he will. Because had he would have shown me the whole picture when I left my military career to go into the mission field, I don't think I would have gone if I knew the hardship and driving across country and, you know, all of the other stuff. He just says to do it, and you just stay obedient and do what he tells you to do. So this morning, if you need prayer, you know, just want you to call in. The number here is 632-1000, And remember, is anyone among you in trouble? He should pray. And we're here to pray for you, to encourage you that there is hope. And that hope is only found in Christ. Nothing else in the world will bring you happiness. You know, you can have all the fame, fortune, and all that stuff, but nothing will bring you happiness except Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, the light. No one goeth to the Father but through him. You know, and that's a peace, that's the assurance that you and I have. So if you're faced with a difficult thing, no, you've got a bad report, you don't see any hope, you may have had a call on your life and you may have just said, I'm not going to do it. Well, you need to do it. Whatever the Lord has called you to do, you just need to do it. You know, Martin Luther King once said, I have a dream. It's one thing to have a dream. I think sometimes you have to stop dreaming and go live that dream. Sometimes you have to just stop dreaming and go live it. Go do it. Whatever he told you to do, go do it. You know, you can dream all you want. It's good to have a dream. It's good. I'm not against it. And I thank God for dreams and visions. But you know what? We're living in a time now that Jesus is saying, come on, don't just be the hearer. Come on, let's be a doer. So if you need some prayer, call in. Again, the number here is 632-1000. If you need a word of encouragement, I'd love to encourage you. If you have a testimony and you want to share it to bless the body of Christ, call in. The number here is 632-1000. And, you know, last week a gentleman called in, James, and I've been praying for you, James, if you're listening. I've been praying for you. And there's another gentleman that I heard that I met his wife the other day, and he had a stroke. And his name's Will. And Will, I'm keeping you in prayer as well. That the word says that there's nothing too difficult for him. Even in a stroke, the Lord can touch your body, and he will. That's the assurance that we have. If we go to the book of Isaiah, it says, fear not, for I'm with you. And this is for someone listening. You're listening. And the word, the Holy Spirit's telling me that this is the word for you today. The fear not, for I am with you. For I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You're to fear not. Because you know what fear does? It does it to me. You know what it does? It'll come to stop you from doing what Jesus has told you to do. Fear will stop you. Matter of fact, fear will paralyze you. It will paralyze you. And you won't do anything. You'll just stand there. And it'll keep you from doing what Jesus has called you to do. That's the purpose of fear. And if I remember correctly, and I'm not a scholar by any means, but I can tell you that fear is in the Bible 365 times. And that's one for each day that we wake up. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. He said, for he's with you. You know, no matter what you're going to, no matter what you're going through, that you're to cast your cares and your problems onto him. You can't fight this battle. You can't do it. If you're trying, that's one of my biggest problems. I try to help Jesus out, and he keeps reminding me, I don't need your help. I just don't need your help. We just have to relax. Oh, Brother Tom, you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do know what you're going through. We just uncovered a homeless man. Looked like I thought he passed away last week. I thought I mean he stayed out in the cold for nights, and in the sheets and the blankets. I knew he had passed away, but we uncovered him and he was alive. I offered to take him to the homeless shelter and he said, "No, Tom, I'll be okay." You know, so we need to be praying now like never before. This lady Nancy Guthrie that was kidnapped in Arizona, we need to keep her in prayer because you know, she has some health issues and she needs medicine. And when they kidnapped her, I don't think they took her medicine with her. And we need to keep her in prayer because her family is praying. And that this stuff should not go on. I don't know. This stuff should not be, you know, why are we the way we are anymore? You know, Lord, help us to come back to you as a nation, that we repent from our sins and come to know you as our Lord and Savior. You know, and we're called to be a blessing to one another. We are called to be a blessing. And we're called to encourage one another. As a word tells us in Hebrews 3:13, to encourage one another daily. Why today is still called the day? Church, come on. Why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we doing it? You know, well, I'm kind of shy. Well, don't be shy. Come on. You know, speak up. You know, there's times that Moses, I believe one time Moses didn't know how to speak. And the Lord just told him, he said, Moses, just open your mouth. just open your mouth and I'll feel it. I'll give you the words. Just open your mouth. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we serve. So, Father God, I pray for those that are listening that need prayer, that need a touch from you. You know, not from me, but from you. You can do it. Your word says, I can do all things. As Paul said, told us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, strengthens you as well, strengthens your body, strengthens your eyes, strengthens your heart, strengthens your stinking thinking. Stink, you know, clear that up, you know, and let's not have a critical spirit going forward. Let's encourage one another daily, you know. I pray for James, the genuine Father God that called in last week, that I thank him for his boldness to call in. Thank you for being with him. Thank you for strengthening him this day, Father God, from the top of his head to the very soles of his feet. That by your very stripes, Father God, that you took upon your back, James is healed and free of the bondages that want to really weigh us all down in this life. That we're set free in you. Thank you for James and his new beginning, his life, his dedication and love for you. I pray that you would bless him all the days of his life, Father God. And Will, the gentleman that I heard that had a stroke, Will, I pray that God will strengthen you each and every second that you breathe, that he'll breathe his breath right into you. Father, thank you for touching Will, Father God, from the top of his head to the very soles of his feet, that we know that there's nothing too difficult for you. Because your word tells us in the book of James, is anyone of you in trouble? We should pray. Is anyone among you sick? Father God, we just thank you. And I come back like the one leper. And there were 10 lepers that were healed, and only one went back to say thanks. Father God, I'm thanking you for touching James, Will, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. And I come like that one leper and say thank you for touching their bodies. Thank you for touching Will's body, his mind. Thank you for strengthening him each day. And for Nancy Guthrie, the lady that was abducted, Father God, in Tucson, Arizona, Father God, I pray for a quick end to this, that they would surrender, whoever took her would bring her back to her family, that, Father God, she shall live and not die. No matter where she is, Father God, that you would bring her back to safety, Father God. And we call upon you, Father God, that we would repent of our sins. We would turn from our wicked ways, Father God. We would repent, that we would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Those that are listening, Father God, I pray you would touch them like you've never touched them before. Father God, we've been cold. And Lord knows I have. Cold in church, you know. The Lord doesn't want us to be lukewarm. He wants us to be on fire for him. Lord, set us on fire. Set us ablaze. That people don't see us, they see you. They see your love, your compassion, your gentleness, your meekness, your kindness. They don't see us. They see you. Let us go into this world and be that light that you've called us to be. Father God, thank you for Danny here at the studio, his willingness to put up with me here and do the controls. And I thank you for his life. Thank you for touching his wife as well. Thank you, Father God, for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we know that there's nothing too difficult for thee, Father God. So thank you, Father, for blessing Danny, his lovely wife, all that he does. May you prosper him, Father God, each day that he walks with you. Thank you again, Father God, for Israel, the apple of your eye. Let no weapon formed against them should prosper, Father God. Let you protect them and pray a hedge of protection around Israel, Father God. Let no weapon again formed against Israel should ever prosper. And I thank you for that. Mark and Mary, you're listening. I don't think you need a fire today, but in the fireplace. But thank you for keeping them warm, Father God. Thank you for their good hearts, their good spirits, for ministering to them, Father God, for their generosity that they've given to the ministry, Father God, to the many lives that they have blessed, Father God, that thank you for strengthening their bodies, their minds, their hearts, their lungs, Father God. And thank you for touching them, Father God, as only you can do. Thank you for touching us all, as only you can do. We need that touch. I don't know about anyone else, but if you're lukewarm, you know, come on now, let's wake up. Let's wake up and be so on fire for Jesus. You know, not being religious and, you know, we have to display it and show people. But Lord, let us live it. Let people, when they come to around us, that they see something different. They want what we have. Trouble is, the world doesn't want what the church has because we've not been, you know, displaying you. Maybe our flesh has risen up, and They can't clearly see you in us. But I pray, Father God, that your love, your compassion, gentleness, meekness, kindness, your grace would flow through us, that it would flow out of us into other people, that we could strengthen them, encourage them, point them to you, Father God, that Brevard County, Father God, would be a beautiful place that we could live in, get along with one another. Father God, you've blessed Brevard County, and I just thank you for the listeners that are listening. Sometimes I think, Father God, some people are a little bit shy to call in. They don't need to be, you know, but I pray for them, those that have a purpose and a destiny, Father God, that you've laid upon their hearts. And I believe that many are listening today that they're called to do something, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it. And, you know, I pray, Father God, that they would take the things that you're calling them to do seriously. You know, there's only one Jonah. There's only one Jonah, and there's only one of you. And I feel in my heart that Jesus has put something on several people that the Holy Spirit's telling me that you're listening, and you haven't been doing what he told you to do. Some of you may want to start a business. Well, then start one. Some of you may want to start a ministry, and the Lord told you to do it, but you haven't done it. Some of you want to take a trip, and you haven't done it. My word for you today, and the Lord's word, is just do it. You hear his heart, and when he tells you to do something, don't procrastinate and don't put it off. You just do it. And this is me included, that we wouldn't procrastinate anymore. When Jesus tells us to pull over and, you know, help someone, that we would help them. If Jesus tells us to start a ministry, that we'd start a ministry. If Jesus told you to start a business, that you would start it. Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. It's not easy. Let me tell you, sometimes it's a battle, it's a fight, you know? But without a vision, the word tells us, My people perish. So without a vision, what's your vision today? What is your vision today? What's he calling you to do? What's Jesus calling you to do? And let's go back to the book of James again, the prayer of faith. Let's go back to that. That's important, y'all. That's really important. Is anyone among you in trouble? Anyone listening that you're in trouble? You should pray then. You should pray. You should just pray. If you're in trouble, get on your knees. The greatest battles that I find that can ever be won on this earth is on our knees. So if you're in trouble, it says you should pray. This is found in James chapter 5, verse 13. Then you should pray. Start praying. Start praying if you're in trouble. You got a bad report. Your checkbook doesn't match up anymore. You need a bonus or whatever. You need a blessing. You just need to pray, you know. You just need to pray. The Lord will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will make the way. We go on a little further in this verse. It says, anyone happy, let him sing songs of praise. If you're happy, keep singing. Keep singing. If you're happy, keep praising him. Because his word reminds us all that he inhabits the praises of his people. Not the complaints, saints of God, but the praises of his people. Is anyone among you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for each one so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. And that it is, saints of God. It's effective. You know, word tells us pray without ceasing, you know, and we need to be praying constantly. That's why I encourage you each day, each week when I come here, I encourage you to spend time in the word, me included. I'm trying my best. Lord, help me study more. Lord, help me pray more. And Lord, help me to be that blessing that you want me to be. And that's important for all of us, each and every one of us. I come here to encourage you, to say the Lord hasn't given up on you. Have you given up on him? Because in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but all have everlasting life. You don't know Christ today, and you're driving, you're listening. You say, Lord, look, I'm a sinner, and I don't know where I'm headed. I don't even know where I'm going. You know? Can you help me? I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins, and I want to come to know you as my Lord and Savior. And if you've said that, old things are passed away. Behold, you're a new creature. Let the Lord help you. Let the Lord minister to you. And he will. He will. You know? He took a little orphan boy like me, and we didn't have any money. My mom passed away in front of my sister and I, and my dad took off, and there was no hope. There was no hope. We hardly had any food. We didn't have any running water in the winter. We didn't have any heat. And I'm not exaggerating. It was tough. It was tough. But Jesus took care of us. And so would Jesus take care of you, each and every one of you, you know? I just think for so long, maybe we've had a lust problem, you know? Maybe we want this, and we want this, and we want this, and we want this. And the Lord reminds us in the scriptures, it tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's nothing wrong with things, don't get me wrong. He wants you to have a nice home, nice car, some money. That's not wrong with those things. Don't let those things have you. And I think we've gotten maybe in America so caught up with stuff and things that maybe could we have possibly fallen in love with the kingdom and not the king. You know, King Jesus, if you know him, a king comes with a lot of stuff. Well, Jesus sure does. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. But are we seeking him for what we can get out of him? Are we seeking him because we want to know him? We want to have that relationship with him and to hear his heart, which beats people. That's why he went to that cross, that he shed his precious blood for you, for I, that we might have that life and have it abundantly. Are you living that abundant life? And if you're not, you need to just stop right in your tracks right now and say, hey, something's wrong with me. I'm not living that abundant life. What happened to me? You know, have you gone dormant? Have you got caught up into the world, the things of the world? Has your Bible time diminished and your prayer time diminished? You know, Lord, help me with that one too. But maybe you're not staying focused. You've been staying focused on the world and the stuff and the things on earth. And you've been busy on the internet and you're staying on the phone. Some of you guys are probably spending more time on the phone than you are with your wives. And that's terrible. You need to put that phone down when you come in. And I'm being honest with you. Put that phone down. You know, I go in a restaurant once in a while and I see a man on the phone and his wife on the phone, the kids on the phone, and keep those things at home. You know, guys, if you take your wife out, you know, just keep those things at home and spend more time with your wife, spend more time with your kids. You know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed, saints of God. Well, my time is just about up. I'm looking at the time, and I hope you enjoyed my program. I try to encourage each and every one of you. I try to get you all to call in and share your heart, what's on your heart if you need prayer. Remember, you know, you can't do it alone. This journey, don't try to do it alone. You can't do it. You'll need, remember the story when Moses was in battle, he started losing the battle. And then when he had Aaron and Hur, Moses' arms came down and he started losing. But when Aaron and Hur came and held his arms up, he was winning the battle. Some of you need some people to hold your arms up. You can't do this. You can't do this journey alone. You need some other people in your life, some other brothers and sisters to be encouraging you. And I don't see much of that going on anymore. And I'm sorry. I'm not picking on the churches today. I am not picking on the churches. I'm not here to pick on the church. I love the church. I love pastors. But I think it's time that we all wake up as a church. If our country is broken, and you're telling me our country's broken, why is our country broken? Could it be because the church is broken? And I'm sorry to share that, folks. You know, could it be our church is broken? We're singing Kumbaya and people are going to hell. People are coming in and they're going out not being touched and encouraged. What's going on, church? Come on. You go to church. You're part of the church. And let's be that blessing he's called us to be, that light into the dark places that we're called to be. If someone's in front of you, you go to them and you pat them and say, welcome to our church. You feel like you've got an encouraging word for that person. Not a negative word, but encouraging word. You share it. You open your mouth. Be that blessing. You know, fill in that gap at the church. Be that blessing that you can be. Let's not just talk a good talk. Be not just a hearer of the word. Let's start becoming doers. Because if our country is, in fact, broken, we need to fix this mess and let the Lord help us figure out how to fix this country. And we're not talking about politics here. We're talking about Jesus helping us fix this country and being that light into the dark places. You know, come on. Come on, saints of God. You go to church. Don't be doom and gloom. You know, I'm being honest with you. You know, one time I went to a prayer meeting one time, and I said, hey, say, who passed away in this prayer meeting? Everyone looks like someone passed away, and I need to go pay respect for that person. And they said, no one passed away. I said, well, why it's so doom and gloom in here? You know, why are we so doom and gloom? We should be the happiest people on the face of the earth. Yes, we go through some trials and hardships, but we should be happy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Remember that, saints of God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Not your job title, not your degrees, not whatever you possess as your strength, but the joy of Jesus will always be your strength. You know, we need to start smiling again. We need to start singing again. We do. We need to come alive again, church. Come on, church. Come alive again. Come on. You know, come alive again. I'm not being critical toward the church. I want the church to wake up. I want a revival to start, whether we have another revival or not in our land. I want another revival. We sing to Him, and we just get closer to Him, to know Him as our Lord and Savior, that we become the people that Jesus told us to be. Into those light, dark places, that we are that light. We go into church, that there's a smile on our face. Remember, the scriptures tell us, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Not the joy of your problem. The joy of the Lord is your strength and always will be. Well, my time's just about up, and I may just go out and leave you with a song. I've shared enough and tried to encourage you. And I just want you, just Lord, set us some fire that we can burn brighter for you until you call us home. Just let us just burn bright for you. Let us just sing. Let us worship you. Let us spend more time with you. And Lord, help us all. Help me. And Father God, bless the listeners. And bless all those that listen. And until next week when I come back, I pray that I'm a blessing to each one that listens, Father God. I just don't rattle on. I'm not trying to condemn the church or people. I'm trying to encourage them to be all that they can be in these last days for Jesus. Well, my time's just about up. I'm going to leave you with a song. These are the days of Elijah. God bless you until next week.
Behold! You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.